Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, the skies over Israel are mostly clear, with warm temperatures. It's a pleasant afternoon in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. Perfect weather for those spending time outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF struck a Hezbollah launcher ready to fire in southern Lebanon earlier this hour. Civilians in the area received a warning not to move south of specific villages due to ongoing operations. Also, the Times of Israel shares that Israeli authorities exposed an Iranian terror network targeting Israelis abroad. This includes thwarted attacks on synagogues and embassies, with ringleaders eliminated during operations in Azerbaijan. Also, this hour, Walla reports Hezbollah issued a statement accusing the IDF of violating a ceasefire. This follows the IDF sending a convoy of armored vehicles into southern Lebanon, escalating tensions. Separately, Ynet reveals Israeli security services exposed a plot by the Iranian Revolutionary Guards to damage a strategic oil pipeline. Key operatives were eliminated, highlighting ongoing regional threats. And finally, Mariv notes that just before the ceasefire expires, Iran's president sent a firm message to the U.S. Tehran signals readiness for diplomacy, but warns of deep distrust, especially following recent maritime confrontations. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet News reports that the Catholic Church condemned an IDF soldier's destruction of a Jesus statue in Lebanon, posting just minutes ago. The incident has sparked international backlash. Gershon Baskin, a peace activist, shared an article titled Al-Bede Mine Nehaye, offering insights into the ongoing conflict. I24NEWSEN writes that Prime Minister Netanyahu expressed shock over the smashing of the Jesus statue by an IDF soldier, highlighting the incident's gravity. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF strike in southern Lebanon. The Jerusalem Post provides details about the operation targeting a Hezbollah launcher. This action follows increased hostilities along the Israel-Lebanon border. The warning to civilians underscores the IDF's strategic approach amidst rising tensions. Turning to the Iranian terror network exposure, the Times of Israel reports on the Mossad, IDF, and Shin Bet's combined efforts to dismantle the network. The plot involved planned attacks on strategic locations, emphasizing the persistent threat from Iran. This revelation could strain Iran's diplomatic relations in the region. Meanwhile, the statement from Hezbollah comes as a reaction to IDF's recent military maneuvers. Walla explains the group's accusation of a ceasefire breach, which could complicate ceasefire discussions. This highlights the fragile nature of peace efforts in the area. On the economic front, CTEC discusses the valuation of AI company Anthropic, worth more than Israel's GDP. This highlights Israel's early yet slow strategic planning in AI adoption, presenting both opportunities and challenges. Separately, Ynet Business reports on the revival of the banned Iranian spirit Arag Saghi in New York. This rare partnership between Iranian expats and Jewish distillers reflects cultural ties and new business prospects in the U.S. market. And finally, Globes announces El Al's plan to launch a new route to Argentina. This will coincide with Argentinian President Javier Milei's visit to Israel, aiming to bolster bilateral relations and expand travel options. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 3 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.